thing to do too. Her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
We begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is February 27th, 2022. And we are going to go back to the phones. We're going to talk to Sally in Alaska. Welcome, Sally. Sally, drop. I need to talk to Sally. Sally, if you're listening, call back. You may have some information on Ralph. I need to talk to you. So please call back in. Let's get back to the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference here. That's finalizing it in its higher hours here now on the 27th in Orlando, Florida. Like I said, I did not want to. I thought I might attend, and I thought, nah, I just don't want to sit and listen to phony people, illusions, delusions, dreams, and political stump speeches to benefit those Republicans that are trying to get in for the midterms here in November. So interesting in Trump's speech, like I said, it was a tough speech to sit back and listen to, you know, patting himself on the back always. But the steel industry, I broke off there before we had calls, how he used the industry of cheap steel and Chinese steel to build his big buildings and skyscrapers. The hypocrisy of that. Did he not think we'd find that out? I mean, did he not think we'd actually find that out? Well, he talked about Afghanistan failures. You know, he was the guy trying to get us out of war. And, well, I was going to, but I didn't. Why didn't you, by the way? Why didn't you pull the plug on Afghanistan before you left office? You had plenty of time in your administration, 4 years. You had plenty of time. Talked about it. You also talked about fixing the election system here, making it fair and balanced and honest. Of course, you identified a problem and didn't fix it. So I'm going to say this whole 2020 election fraud is your fault. Talked about Hillary Clinton, the spying now, John Durham investigation on her, Hillary Clinton, of course, spying on the campaign again and spying also on his sitting president, which I'd have to say this is worse than Watergate, much worse than Watergate. Interesting that it's coming to light now. We've known this for a long time, the spying, the bugging of the Trump Towers. We've known this for a long time. Now it's coming out. It's interesting, the timing of this. I think what Hillary may be doing right now is trying to exhaust, wear out the scandal itself before 2024. They'll do their own little tax, their own little swift boat attacks later on whoever decides to be the Republican candidate, or even use it on the Democrats if Biden is around. I don't think he will be around. I'm not sure what's going to happen there in the transition, because this is a disastrous first year. I just can't see him finishing out the term. I can't. I don't know why. I don't know how they're going to do this. I just can't see Biden and Harris being there at the very end in this administration. I can't see it happening. But exhaust the scandal now while you have it. Scandal, just get it out in the open, and you can debunk it. You can say there's no truth to this. This is fake news. You can lie yourself all the way, and then suddenly people will finally say, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of this story. It's been saturated. It's been overdone. I'm tired of hearing about Hillary and spying. I'm done with it. It goes away. The media knows how to kill a story by oversaturation of the story. They know how to do this. It's a good tactic. It actually, and they're starting now. It appears that they're starting now to saturate that and just kill it. Just run it into the ground until people don't want to hear about Hillary and this fake news of Donald Trump saying he was spied on. Nobody's confirmed that. Well, yes, actually somebody has confirmed it. Many people, John Durham, and many other people have come forward and said, this is going on. So let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Sheldon in Washington. Welcome, Sheldon.
Yes, sir. Got a bunch of things really quick here. There was a movie a while back, I can't remember his name, but he was the guy that came up with the intermittent windshield wipers. I hope you saw it. I don't remember what the name was, but they stole the idea from him, and the interim till that happened, he didn't get a dime for it. He lost his wife, he lost his house, he lost everything. I'd like to suggest to you, you were talking about needles.
Yeah.
and I may have said this to you before, have you seen a movie called Puncture?
No, never have.
Please watch it.
Puncture.
It is exactly the same thing. It's about this guy that invented the safety syringe, and it's got this little clip on it.
I know what you're talking about, the needle that retracts. I know about it. I've used it.
Okay. Go ahead.
I use it. It's a great way. Actually, it was invented to prevent the needle sticks. You'd be surprised
right,
with the bad policies of people that actually used to do, I give IVs. They'd actually stick the needle, the syringe in a mattress. And they may forget it, and they may just wrap all the linens up, and then somebody in down there in laundry gets stuck by a needle. But the retractable is a great tool. I love it. On IVs, boom, it's done. I push the little button, it retracts. It goes back in this little cartridge here, and I slide my catheter from my IV, and I hook up my IV bag. It's a great tool. I like it.
Would you please watch the movie?
Sure, I'll take a look at it.
Earlier you said the word kooky. In the 60s, early, late 50s, there was this program called 77 Sunset Strip. And I don't know if you ever watched it, but they had to go around this 58 Corvette, ragtop in California. And one of the kids' names was Kooky, believe it or not.
Okay.
Now, the real reason I called, I've been using colloidal silver for decades. And okay. I raise exotic birds. And okay. They aren't potty trained. So any kind of leaf or fungus or anything that gets in their water, it's an immediate growth environment. I mean, it takes only days. Okay. I put probably a tablespoon of concentrated silver in a gallon of water, and I can go out 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. Of course, I keep adding to the water because they drink some, and there isn't a thing in there. Even the leaves that happen to get in there are all clean and sanitized. So,
well, you seem to be educated on this. I'm not educated, so I've used it once because I had a patient that required it, asked for it, and my ICU doctor, pulmonologist, said, "Sure, go ahead and give it." But he said, "Here's the guidelines. Don't give so much." He's worried about toxicity, so he said, "I give like 30 cc's of it through the feeding tube every 6 hours. That can't harm anything." And so that's the only time I've ever used it. So I've never even researched it other than its antimicrobial bacterial properties. I understand that. But as far as buying it in quantity, what size quantity are you buying it in, or are you making your own?
Well, I used to make my own. It just got easier to buy it from Kurt Wilson there. I'm going to probably start making it again. For a quart, I pay $45. And this is at 10 parts. Per million.
Okay.
And it's like gold. It's 99.9 across pure. And even though it is, I still shake it. But for the human aspect of it, whenever I feel the need or whatever, because this is a prophylactic thing. You can take it when you're sick if you want. But if you take it all the time, So I do about a teaspoon every 2 or 3 days. I try not to do more than 3 in a week. And that's not the high strength that I'm using. This is the high strength for the birds. The other is only $25 a quart, and I think it's about half strength.
All right. Can you find that on, like, Amazon? Where do you find it?
Well, I bought it from Kurt Wilson. I'll call you later and give you all his stuff. You can look up Survival Enterprises.
Okay. I'll take a look at it. Sounds good.
Yeah,
Sheldon, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Got to move on here. Got some more calls coming in. We got to get to it. Marcus in Idaho, you're on. Marcus in Idaho. Okay. You there? Okay, keep him. If he comes back, that's fine. We'll go back to the next one. JR in Georgia. Geez, I haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing there, JR?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself, Dave?
God, I haven't heard from you in months. What's going on?
Well, God bless you, brother. I miss John. I miss John a great deal, to be honest with you.
I think we all do.
But I want to throw you a little bit of a curveball this evening.
All right, throw me curveball.
I'm not going to talk about Ukraine. I'm not going to talk about COVID, but I would like to hear your opinion in regards to the resurgence of Tulsi Gabbard speaking at the CPAC.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your opinion in regards to her future?
That is interesting. She's a Democrat, and she talks like a conservative, and I'm kind of stumped there, too, because she's the only Democrat there speaking as a conservative. I don't know why she just doesn't jump ship and join the club there. You know, I'm not joining the club myself. I'm an independent. But what's keeping her in the game of saying I'm a Democrat? I don't know. She speaks like a Republican. She speaks like a conservative. Why not just jump ship and be a Republican? I don't know why she doesn't do that. Makes no sense.
I don't know, Steve, but I think she's part of this, what we call the Great Reset. Mm-hmm. If that's actually true or not, because I do not understand the party alliances now that are occurring, because we see so much wishy-washy, if you want to call it, between the parties, party lines.
Yeah.
The Republicans and Democrats, we are starting to see this actually happening at the local levels, especially here in the state of Georgia, where we had Vernon Jones was going to run for governor, but all of a sudden he's not running for governor.
Yeah,
he's running for a district house office.
Right.
And we're
That's a really a good question. And I've never heard anybody ask her, because that's actually a super question. Why aren't you a Republican? You're here. Why was she invited? Just on her conservative viewpoints, evidently. But how come somebody's never mentioned, why don't you switch? And if you don't want to switch, what's keeping you in the Democrat Party? That's a damn good question, JR. Damn good question.
But the thing is, she has a lifelong history and biography of leaning not left to center per se. She has been somewhat center, but why all of a sudden now is she being put to the forefront of the conservative mindset, thought, opinion, and why is she being given so much media respect?
Good question. Good question. Even on Fox News. Unless it's just based on her looks, I don't know. Why is she getting so much attention? I don't know.
But even Tucker Carlson interviewed her within the past week or two.
Yep, he has several times.
And you know, he gave her the lip service and the tongue service.
Yeah.
As if she was a legitimate political person per se.
Yeah.
But it's awfully strange she's now jumped to the forefront in what we regard as a conservative movement.
Could it be possibly that she's the strongest contender for the 2024 election as a Democrat? Not a Republican, but a Democrat?
It might be. Some have said that she might be a 2024 VP.
Yeah.
But you've got individuals like the governor from the state of Iowa, who's been pretty solid against the COVID regulations and the CDC and all that kind of stuff. She's also a viable 2024 VP candidate.
It could be why she's still in the party. Yeah, it could be why she's still in the party.
Well, she has not made that commitment, though, to leave the Democrat Party, as you just suggested in your previous statement.
Yeah.
She's not made that change yet.
Nope, she's not.
So
Let me ask you something, JR. And I'm hoping this isn't going to happen, but our governor down here, Ron DeSantis, I want him to stay down here and be our governor for another 4 years. If he has an aspiration to be president of the United States, wait another 4 years after that, 2028. I'd rather him, you know, take care of our business down here and fight for us down here. I don't think that would work out well. I'm not sure how that would work back in, you know, who would fight against who as far as Donald Trump against Ron DeSantis. I don't know how that would turn out. That would all depend on the money backing. I'm certain how the money would go, who would actually win that little fight. But I would hope that that Ron DeSantis would just stay down here and fight for Floridians and forget about the presidency for now. I hope so.
Well, to be honest with you, I will disagree with you.
Okay.
Because he's a younger man, and that's the only reason I say this statement. I don't have many days left in this world. You're the same age as I am, but I'm under health issues.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping and praying that my grandchildren will have a better future. I do not see that happening under the Trump.
I don't either. I'm like I said, I've never been a Trump fan. I would never call him a phenomenon. Never ever call Trump a phenomenon. I didn't like him. I know what he's about. He's an elitist. He's a silver spoon. And now he wants power and he wants to come back and finish what he didn't do the first 4 years. Nothing is going to change. If Donald Trump comes back, nothing is going to change. The media hates him. Rhinos hate him. A lot of people hate him. So what are you going to do? You're going to do 4 more years of fighting the same people you fought the first 4 years and get nothing done. No, I don't want it. We need to change. But first of all, we need the system fixed to be fair and honest. And I don't see that happening either. That's still one of the biggest dilemmas we have here is to have fair and honest elections. That system is broken. It is broken. They're continuing to add more onto it to allow cheating and fraud. And I will not participate. I will not participate at all. I won't waste my time until it's fixed and honest and fair.
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to participate. I have to. It's what I have to do as an individual, as a citizen of this country, and as a veteran. No matter how corrupt it is, and I know it's corrupt, but I cannot not participate. I could not forgive myself for not even trying to participate in an attempt to make a change. That's nonviolent. That's all I have to say.
I respect that.
Thank you very much, Steve. You have a great day.
We've got a commercial break coming up here. I hear the music, and we'll come back to your calls. Sally in Alaska's called back. Great. Stay tuned.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Sally in Alaska, she called us back. Sally, what's on your mind?
Can I get...
Welcome back, Sally. What's on your mind?
And I can make up to 3 gallons at a time after I got hooked up with back in early Mike Rivero days in the chat room. Mm-hmm. And a fellow said he had the same generator, basically. And showed me how to fix it up. And I can make 3 gallons at a time. But you do not want to take too much at too long because you will turn Smurf blue.
Yeah.
Along
yeah,
with whatever collection.
Yeah.
Now, what I wanted to tell you is I have a very dear friend who has lived for decades in Palmer. Now, right now she's in Las Vegas, and I put a call in, and they're very influential. And lived there for decades, and I put in a call and said, do you know anybody in the administration or doctors or nurses or anybody at the Palmer Hospital? And that it was for our old rock star up in Wasilla. Yeah. And I'm still waiting to hear back from her.
Okay.
But wouldn't it be delightful if she knew somebody influential that could get, you know, could say, make a... get him off the ventilator and give him ivermectin or hydrochloroquine.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I'll be honest with you. If this turns out terrible,
I know.
This turns out really bad,
I know.
Then we can all point a finger and say, well, you killed him, okay?
Yeah,
I have
exactly,
no problem saying
exactly.
That.
We have
treatments and you didn't use them.
I listened to his repeat show today, and he's been coughing an awful lot this year. Does he still smoke?
I didn't know he ever smoked. That's news.
Oh, he's been coughing a lot. I mean, I listen to him practically, you know, he's on so much with John. But
if he's a smoker, a big time smoker, then he probably has COPD. And then if he did get this, then he would have that COPD would be a major comorbidity in this virus.
Well,
so
I've been hearing him get, you know, coughing more and more over the months. And I figured, boy, he just must be one of those old guys that sits next to the ashtray at home.
Good
when he has time. But what were you interested in?
I'm sorry?
You said you wanted to call me back in. You wanted me to call back in.
Oh, yeah. It was about Ralph. If you had any insight, anybody you could find out, because I'm trying to get information.
Well, Jenny and Dick, they got very wealthy with cleaning up old army bases and then sold it to a Native corporation, and they've just got hand over fist, and it couldn't happen to a nicer couple. But she was raised on the Kenai Peninsula, and they've lived in the same place in Palmer and had their business, which is right by the Alaska State Fair behind on the property behind there. And they know everybody, and they're very social. And he's into boating and all kinds, snow machining and hydroplaning, and so they know all kinds of people. And I'm waiting for her to call back.
Yeah, well, if you can keep me in the loop on that, you can keep me in the loop on that. Even email me.
In fact, I'll give her your email and okay. Do you have a text number?
No, I actually
just an email is okay. Good.
Yeah, email
would
be fine.
Okay, that's why I hung up. I figured I could just email you, you know. And
that's fine. I appreciate it.
When
yeah,
I found
any
out
information would be good information
hour,
for me. Appreciate it.
As soon as I hear, I will email you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sally. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank
All right,
you.
Let's go back to the phones, and let's talk to Larry in Texas. Welcome, Larry.
Hey, Steve. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
How are you this evening?
Good. I'm good.
All right. Hey, I want to pop a few bubbles tonight.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I was at the World Economic Forum School for Dictators. You know site I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Well, a few of the names that I recall seeing on there. Mm-hmm. One was Maria Bartiromo.
I know that name. She does the financials on what, MSNBC?
On Fox.
Is she on Fox? I thought she was on MSNBC.
On
I know she does the financials. Right. Okay.
No, she's on Sunday morning, Fox News.
Yep.
Anyway, another one, Tulsi Gabbard.
Are you serious?
I am serious as can be.
Really?
I was very
I know Justin Trudeau is on that list. I didn't know that Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes.
Do you actually have the proof? Did you find the list of names?
Yeah.
Did you find that list of names?
Yes, I did.
Could you send that to me?
I sure can. See, well, I'll tell you where to go, because everyone can benefit from this. Because they have a whole bunch of pages, and I think there's 12 per page.
Okay.
And you can go through lots of people from, I mean, every different country across the globe. And they've been doing this for years. I read somewhere it was a five-year program to go completely through the whole thing.
Okay.
But this is how Trudeau claims that he had over half, Klaus Schwab, said he wasn't worried about Canada because they already owned over half of the legislature in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason they weren't really sweating bullets the whole time things were going on up there.
Yeah.
It was
a
predictable outcome.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's probably the same thing here, but the difference is we have guns.
Yeah.
So I don't know how this is going to end up here in this country.
I don't either.
I
don't either.
Not good.
Larry. It bothers me.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Commercial break. We'll come right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back. Before we go to the next caller here, Matilda in Ohio, probably always wonder, why does Steve play jazz so much? I'm a major jazz fan. You know, it's what keeps me calm and collected. You can't listen to jazz music and be irritable, and you can't be violent. It just doesn't bring that out of you, unlike some certain some certain types of music here that will definitely, you know, get your blood boiling and get you into the fight. Yes, I used my jazz music to calm me down and keep me collected here. And I was a little hot when I first started the show, but I am hot. I'm angry about this whole pandemic. I'm sick and tired of the nonsense. I'm sick and tired of the mask holes. I'm sick and tired of the tyranny, the dictators. I'm tired of people saying do this and do that, but they don't do it themselves. I have a boiling point, and the music comes to me, and it definitely calms me down. That's why I use it on the show. It calms me down. So let's go back to the call. Here we got a few calls in the lineup here. Matilda in Ohio. Welcome, Matilda.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing better. What's going on?
I have a question about the Dominion machines.
Yeah.
Here in Stark County, is there any way we can get rid of them? Because in the little township that I am in, there are corrupt people And I'm afraid that they're going to, you know, use these Dominion machines to keep themselves in office. And I just can't understand why. And another thing, ever since I've started voting, which has been a few years, I've always had to show a voter ID. You know, I had to show an ID. I had to prove who I was to vote. Why do they keep saying, oh, this is racist, this is racist? We've been doing it all the time.
Yeah, well, and the new rules, the new normal. You know, questioning something is racism.
Well,
if it goes against the agenda, it's always that way. And you're right. You make a great case there. You have to show ID to get on an airplane. You have to show ID to get on an airplane. You know, I just can't say, I want to get on the airplane, take a flight. Where's your ID? You have to have some form of ID. They check you out, verify who you are. You have to show ID to buy alcohol, cigarettes, a number of things you have to show ID. And those aren't racist. So why is showing an ID to vote racist? It isn't.
Because they said it so.
It is. Yeah, it isn't. You know what? I would probably talk to contact your board of election supervisors and see where they are, what their view on that is to get rid of it. It's built with fraud in mind. Smartmatic and Dominion were built with fraud in mind. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Well,
the software was built to flip elections.
I heard that you can request a paper ballot. But is that any better, or can they still corrupt that too?
Well, you know, they can always destroy ballots. You know, that's the problem, is there needs to be a tracking. You know, if you can go to an ATM machine and pull out money or put money in, and it spits out a ticket and it gives you a timestamp, date, everything to show what you just did, they could do the same thing with a voting ballot. And that way you can wave it and say, look, I've got it. It's verified. I voted. And you could find out, did it count and did it register? They don't want that. Actually, both parties are guilty of the fraud. The Republicans didn't use it this time around. The Democrats used it much better. But they've both been using a flawed, fraudulent system for a long time for benefit. And I'm sick and tired of it. There's not rocket science here to fix the problem. This is really easy to fix. It's just that you have people opposing it and then using racial discrimination and bias, this and that. There's nothing to it. It's simply a label to silence you and stop you from pushing the point that this is fair. This is unfair.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my boyfriend, Tyler, he would like to say hi. You might remember him. He's the one that had the alternative to toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I do. I do remember him.
He wanted to say hi.
Oh, hi, Tyler. Okay. Hey, I got to get going here. Appreciate the call, though. Got to get going. We got a lot of calls coming in now. Let's go to Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, you're up.
Hello?
Hello, Murr.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I guess you think I'm old, but bad news, but...
No. Do you have some news for me on Barry Goldwater?
Sure, he was kind of a cool Jew. A lot of, relatives in government, and did some neat stuff. And
okay,
you know, that's fine.
But okay, what's on your mind?
This Grace Healthcare, Grace Care company that was Priscilla Romans on Angry Cashel show last night, and Chance in West Virginia recommended her, and it's a very good idea. And Grace, apparently her young daughters helped her come up with a name. It's a combination of Grace and Faith. And she seems genuinely good and concerned, and this is a good practice to have people that you can, well, it's actually hiring them, you know, but to be on your side, to be your advocate. You know, like you're being so frustrated right now because Ralph doesn't have an advocate and you can't be one unless he lets you. So you have to set that kind of thing up ahead of time.
I don't even know if Ralph knows who I am.
Right, right. Well, he probably kind of does, you know, because he probably hears it. But, you know, He's very good at what he does, and he's been doing for so long, and sure would like to keep him around a little longer.
I would, too.
And definitely not. This is the third thing. I'm surprised you don't know about organ donating, because there were many shows done on it on this network, you know, the Handle the Truth network, right?
Yeah.
The organ donor has to be alive. They're given paralyzing
drugs. Well, yeah, they're alive, but they're clinically brain dead.
No, they're not. That's a false premise.
No, I'll tell you, you're not going to disagree on this one here. I have done the cold caloric tests on the patient. I've looked at the EEGs. I've done everything possible. The whole team does. Of course, the heart is beating. They're still alive, sure, but their brain, they're never going to come back. And I've been on many cases, and everybody who was, if we had turned off the ventilator, they died immediately. Now, that's brainstem injury, midbrain and brainstem injury. There's no way they could survive without that.
Can you listen a minute? Please.
Okay, I'm going to give you about 1 minute because I got a bunch of calls, but I'm telling you my observation of what I know about this. I worked in this area.
Steve, they give them paralyzing drugs, no anesthetic, and they keep them alive for hours, and the last organ they take out.
We don't do that. We can't do the testing. There's no reason to put them on paralytics and everything else if we're doing a testing to see neurological function.
This is what's done. You need to. I'll send you some information because this is a fact. I know it comes out looking good on the other side, but this is a real bad thing. And
okay,
they do it
to disagree.
The young
a lot, we disagree.
Too.
Appreciate the call. Got to move on though. I gotta say, I disagree on this. We don't put you on narcotics. We don't dope you up. We don't put you on paralytics. We check everything neurological, pupil function, everything neurologically. Do you have anything going on? Are you able to breathe yourself, or is the ventilator doing all the work? Believe me, we each have the checks and balances on this one here. If you can't do any of these things, you are just you're living because we got you on a ventilator, and the heart is still great. The heart's going to do what it's going to do, but the brain is damaged. It's never coming back. And I disagree with you. Thanks for the call anyway. Let's get back to the calls here, and we'll go to see where we are on the lineup. We got a bunch here. We're going to skip this next break, and let's go to Tom in Utah. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Steve. I've been out of service for a couple of weeks. I unfortunately breathed a plume of chlorine gas from a Clorox blend. Anyway, I know you called me relative to
Janet Phelan? Yeah.
Yeah. My frustration was I was trying to get her to see the real important vector of disease transmission. Water is not a good one. But anyway, right now I'm still doing battle for this man in the fire, and I was just wanting to see if you still had Utah connections. Hopefully somebody with integrity in law.
Are you mean at the hospital itself?
Anywhere in your associations in Utah is what I'm looking for.
Let me think about that for a little bit. Let me think about that one. It's been a while now, Tom. It's been a while since I've been away from there. A lot of changes, a lot of people left, a lot of new faces.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So right now, since it's been, I was 2000, I'm going to say I left in 2002.
Right.
Right now, I'm drawing a blank.
Well, anyway, if you think of anybody in Utah, it's either in law or relative to that, related in law, you know, like legal assistance.
Yeah.
Get them to look at the Meadows Fire webpage. Mm-hmm. You know, again, Meadows Fire. I also bought the domain called thearsonthatneverwas.com. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But take a look at that, and if you think of anybody that can assist us in this battle,
sure.
You know, I'm trying to do this with, like, my arms tied behind my back since I'm visually challenged, and I have to have a friend do all the work on the web.
Understand.
But I am looking for anybody with integrity, which I know that's an oxymoron in law.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Very true. All right, got to push on here. We got a few more callers. I got to get a clip in tonight if I can't. It's 12 minutes. Ooh, geez. It's not going to happen today. It'll happen tomorrow. Stay tuned tomorrow on the National Intel Report. I'll get that clip in. Dang it, I really wanted that in today, but the callers are lining up, and this is your network. So let's go back to you, Tony, in Pennsylvania. You're on.
Yeah, hi, Steve. I'll be quick about it. Hey, I was just thinking about the United States Civil Defense. You know, if we had any kind of civil defense system, I know that the elite do, Congress does. I don't think the people do. I'm talking about civil defense in case of foreign invasion. Well, they're coming across the southern border. Mm-hmm. Or military invasion if China or Russia or some other invasion. Or nuclear war.
Yeah.
Does the common people have any kind of civil defense? From what I can see, none. You're done. None. But the elite may survive.
Oh, yeah.
What do you say?
I agree with you, and I'm also going to add to that that the elites aren't taking the shot either. They're taking a placebo. They're taking normal saline, or they're signing off on it. And actually, that's coming to light now, because in the Australian Open tournament, there's an Australian by the name of Alex de Minaur, a very talented player, young player coming up the ranks now. He got caught evidently buying looks like he bought, and a lot of people are probably doing this, and I can't blame them. I would encourage it, actually. They're wanting to play the game, but not play the game. So they want to compete, so they're buying vaccine passports, IDs. And my suspicion is that Rafa Nadal has been, you know, poking at Novak Djokovic, saying he's not playing the game, and there's rules to follow, and you must follow the rules. But I don't believe for a moment that he or Roger Federer have taken the shots. They simply have the money. It's simple. This is really easy to cheat the system. You have a lot of money. People can be bought off. You go to a physician, say, you know what, I don't believe in this thing. I worry about it. A lot of stuff going on. My body, my temple. I don't want to take it. So here, how much will it take for you to sign off and give me a sign off that you gave me the shot? How much will it cost me? It's the guy's worth $127 million, Rafa Nadal. He's made in the game of tennis so far. $157 million for Novak Djokovic. He's not playing the game to play the game. He's come out and said, I'm not going to take the shot. It's my choice. I've decided not to. I have the highest praise for this guy to take that stand and not play the game. He could buy a fake card like anybody else, but he's not going to do that, because that's actually going against his moral conscience, ethics. It's going everything against him. And I think he's right. I think he's going to come out on top on this. And when the stuff hits the fan and people start getting very sick, falling, dying, and everything else, the death toll starts to take its effect, he's going to come out looking like, geez, how did you know this? How did you know this was a scam? So don't play the game. But people are playing the game in order to play the game. So they buy phony tickets, phony vax passports. I've taken the shot. But the elites aren't. Just the odds of it alone, of 535 members of Congress, somebody of 535 should have had an adverse event and actually probably been seriously hurt or died. And when that doesn't happen, that tells me they didn't take it. It was nothing more than normal saline. They either bought the doctor off or, what's the other one? A placebo. It was just a photo op. It looks like I got it, but I got nothing more than normal saline. There's three ways to cheat the system. People can be bought off.
Yeah, Steve, I just want to conclude with this. They were talking about the Swiss system and cutting Russia off of the Swiss system. And I'm thinking, All they got to do is go east to China. And are they ever going to cut China off the Swiss system?
No.
That it has hundreds or thousands of American corporations within it, or international corporations within it?
Nope.
They never talk about that. And that's all Russia has to do. Just go east.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what they'll do. You know, it's interesting right now what's going on. And I believe the president for China and Putin were talking. These guys have been talking. They're allies. They're coming together. I wouldn't even be surprised if North Korea is in there also. But to look at the timing of this whole thing with Ukraine, I didn't actually think they're going to cross the borders, but they did. Okay. There's reason why they're doing that, because of what happened. It's very similar to what happened when the United States put missile bases in Turkey with weapons pointed at Russia. The same thing. So in retaliation, Russia actually puts missiles in Cuba. It's a tit for tat situation here. The same situation is happening now. Now, Putin has been very honest and say, hey, these things are very threatening. What you're doing now of NATO moving eastwards and going into the Ukraine is just a hop, skip, and jump for the United States to put a missile base there, of course, that's be threatening to us. And we don't want that. Can you please not do that? United States in their arrogance will say, no, we're going to do what we want to do. Well, what do you think was going to happen? He's going to make sure that NATO cannot move into Ukraine. He's going to make sure that the United States can't put a missile base there. It's the same scenario we had with the Cuban Missile Crisis. The same exact same thing in Turkey. And I have to agree with that. He's looking out for the best interest for his country. And no, we're not going to go after China. We're not going to do anything to them. They make everything we buy. We have no sound foundation. We have no sound manufacturing. How in the hell can we fight these people if we don't make anything? No sense.
You're right, Steve. I mean, it's quite obvious. The Ukrainians were shelling the Donbass for years, and Russia had enough. And they figured, well, we'll take them out there at the Donbass, but they say, hey, you might as well just take all Ukraine out, or it'll be forever problem. Yeah. That's about all I got to say, and thank you for the call.
You got it. Appreciate it. Let's go back. We got a few more to get here before the show ends, and let's go talk to Dave in New York. Welcome, Dave.
Hello. Hello, Steve. Yes, we're all getting tired of this pandemic, but the funniest thing is just about a week or so before New York lifted their vaccine mandate, I walked into a place, or their mask mandate, I mean, and they said, oh, you got to wear a mask in here. I said, no, I don't. And they said, yes, you do. And we made our own rule. We made our own rule for a place. So I talked to Eric, the Freedom Screamer from the Courtroom Watch, and he's there. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? They are not a private membership association. Therefore, they can't require such a thing. And he gave me a bunch of information. So we constructed a short email. I sent it to him with his attachment of a lot of information. They didn't appreciate it very much. They kind of said, you know, you can't really buy our stuff anymore. And hardly buy anything anyway, but these days. But anyway, I would like to send you that information and have you or have it run somehow by this guy who goes by Ronald McDonald. And I think that's probably a fictitious screen name.
No, it's not. It's his real name. It's his real name.
Oh, it's his real name. Okay.
No, I know him. Anyway. He's a friend of mine. I've been to his house. I've had dinner with him. He's been at my house. He's a real guy. He's a real guy.
Oh, I believe he's a real guy.
It's his real name, too. It's his real name. We you know, yeah, the first thing I thought, wow, Ronald McDonald, you know. He must have got a lot of hell as a kid.
Some of these guys, they don't like their given name and all this, and I didn't know what he was doing. But, yeah, because I'd like his opinion on how to properly respond to these guys, affidavit, whatever, because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he would. I tell you what. Well, why don't you call in tomorrow? He'll be in the second hour. Call in on that question. That was a great question.
I'll try to do that, and I'll send you the info in the meantime. Thanks, Steve.
I appreciate it. Okay, back to the phones. Our last car looks like here. Bob in Colorado. Bob, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Steve? It's been quite a while since I talked to you.
Yeah, it has been. It has
I
been
just
a while.
Wanted to run a couple things by you real quick, and I'll listen to you off air. I know time's short. How about what they do in the Middle East? They do a thumbprint, and I know if you work with PVC and you used a primer, that purple print doesn't come off for a week.
It sure doesn't.
I think that's right, and I think that's the way we ought to go, like the Middle East, and that way they just can't do anything other than take what we give them. And the other thing is, too, Jeffrey Bennett, he does on Friday nights, he does this beautiful music. And you know what? Maybe once a month, maybe for an hour, you can do some jazz, and it would be refreshing, Steve. Listen to you off air.
Okay. Well, like I said, there's a purpose behind my madness here behind the mic. No, it's something that just calms me down. And I do a three-hour jazz show every Friday night, and I rarely miss it because that's my recuperation. That's my unstressing time every Friday night. And, you know, this is a crazy world. I sat down next to an old gentleman today. I was out and about, and I sat down. I waited for the little woman there to come out and do her shopping, and I hate shopping. So I sit on the bench, and I talk to other old people. And we talked about the weather for a little bit. Of course, it's interesting how we start these conversations about what a crazy world we live in now. What a crazy world. And I thought, yeah, you're right. It is things that we thought we would never see, we're seeing now. And they're telling us, get used to it. That's the norm now. So, well, there's our music. That completes our show tonight. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. I'm back in the studio again tomorrow night with my good friend Ron McDonald's second hour. We'll see you then. We will. Talk again. Good night.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.